this is a great kid. I spoke to him the other day over one or two things, and it was I really wish him luck. I really do. He's a good guy. He's, and what people don't know, I've said this to a number of people, he's got a poorly developed sense of fear, Dele. Doesn't know what that is. Some of us walk through life with elements of fear ingrained in our mindset, and he doesn't. It's completely dislodged from his. And I think that's one of his unique traits. And then when you hear his post-match interview, his first thing he said was, I was disappointed in my first touch when I should have got the chance when the Harry Kane passed me the ball. It wasn't about his goal. It was about the mistake that he made. And that just shows the type of character that he is. When something goes wrong, that he's only concerned in the negative things, putting them right, rather than highlighting his strengths. So he's a great guy, and like I say, we wish him all the luck in the world. Everyone's proud of him, but ultimately he's done it all himself. So we're thankful we tend to get an awful lot of good young players in this football club. Like I say, Diego's he needs to be a little bit more offensive and a little bit better in certain areas, and he'll round his game off the more and more he plays here. We do care in developing young players. Pity that we're developing this one for Uruguay, but I can't argue with his dad. He's an aggressive character, so let's leave him playing for Uruguay. But no, I love working with young English talented kids, because it just makes my job so worthwhile. And I get a buzz off seeing these young kids coming through and making it in an industry which is harsh and ruthless. So hopefully they'll come through and he'll develop. But he was sensational today, Diego. But Darren Potter is the glue to everything we do. With Delhi's glue, and now he's become Diego's glue. You've seen today, he's got tremendous quality, Potter.